From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad's Prime Minister accuses the United States of failing to pass on information that could have prevented the attempted coup.
If we had had the information which was possessed by the United States authorities in Miami, that this would have been avoided.
Suriname's military seeks to improve its image in Holland. And Britain's Labour Party gives conditional agreement to the establishment of black sections. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, A&R Robinson, has accused the United States of failing to pass on vital information that he says would have prevented the coup attempt at the end of July. Mr. Robinson made the remarks at the United Nations in New York today, and he says he will raise the issue when he meets with U.S. President Bush on Monday. This report from our UN correspondent, Christopher Gonis.
In his boldest statement so far about America's involvement in the July coup attempt, Mr. Robinson told a news conference at the UN that the United States authorities had a great deal of information about the principal players, and that if this had been made available to his government, the whole episode would not have occurred.
It's now public knowledge that if we had had the information which was possessed by the United States authorities in Miami, that this would have been avoided. Information that some of the personalities involved, the principal personalities, were acquiring arms in Miami.